the Les Paul Show. If you can believe your ears, why, you'll just have to believe this program. So for the next quarter hour, we suggest that you submit to the transcribed tricks of a guitar named Les Paul.
Hello there. Well, I still have my guitar hanging around my neck and my wife, Mary.
Hi.
And my invention, the Les Pulverizer, I have that on the floor.
Oh, no, you're not going to start fooling around with that thing again, are you?
Well, don't say it that way. That's our stock and trade, the Les Pulverizer.
Yes, but we've got to eat, you know. You better get a job.
Oh. Well, just how do you propose that I should go out and get a job?
Well, look in the paper. Do something. How does anyone get a job?
Right now?
Well, certainly.
Well, all right, you go get the paper, and I was going to play a tune here called In the Mood. Now, I want to try something here by beating on the string. It sound like a drum, see, and getting my foot going like this.
Say, you're really busy.
You get the beat going, and then we plug one guitar into the Les Pulverizer. Well, listen.
That was really great.
Well, I have a lot of fun. Did you find the ads?
Mm-hmm.
Did you mark them?
Here, I marked a few.
Okay. Let's see here. Waiter wanted for... Oh, that's not for me. Waiter wanted for summer resort. Must be respectable till Labor Day only.
Well, it's a job.
Oh, that isn't what I'm looking for. I can't handle more than one dish at a time. Now, here's one. You didn't even mark this one. For new show wanted large string orchestra and girls' glee club. Audition being held, call HI-525. That's for us, Mary. That's great.
Oh, no, Les.
What's wrong with that?
You're not a string orchestra, and I'm not a glee club.
Yeah, but I can make you sound like one with my Les Pulverizer.
What will the fellow say who's going to hire us? They're just you and me.
Well, so what?
Kind of a small organization, isn't it?
But, Mary, he won't see us. We're going to audition on the telephone. All you have to do now is stand over there by the Les Pulverizer and mumble into the microphone, and your one voice will sound like a whole room full of voices.
Okay, I sure hope it works.
It'll work, it'll work. Let me get to that phone. Oh, brother, he's really going to get knocked out when he hears this. We got a job already. Hello? Well, I'm calling in regard to the ad in the paper about the large string orchestra and the glee club that you're looking for your program.
I hope this works.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's very large. Very large.
Oh, brother.
Excuse me just a minute. Mary, moment. Cart moment.
Hello.
You see, they're coming in now. They just had a rest and coming back in for rehearsal. Their voices are so loud, it's kind of hard to hear you. Uh-huh. Well, we'd like to go over there. No, we can't go out because a couple of us don't feel well. Well, no, you can't come over here either. We're quarantined. No one can come. Yeah. Well, we thought that maybe we could audition for you over the phone. Sure. Okay. Now, you stay there. Don't hang up. And we'll sing something for you. The girls will sing something. Mary, sing Just One More Chance.
You'll never get away.
Oh, sure we will. Come on.
Just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for just one more chance.
Hello. Oh, you heard it, huh? You liked it, huh? Well, sure, just stay put. We can do that, too.
What did he say?
He wants to hear the string orchestra. Hello, we'll play you the karaoke. Okay, now, my guitar and away we go.
Thank you.
hello, Mr. Fairchild? Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. What's that? How long have we been... He wants to know. How long we been together? Oh, we've been together as long as I can remember. We're practically brought up as one. Uh-huh. Sure, hang on. We'll do it.
What's happening?
He wants a flashy number.
Let's do it high the moon.
Hold on to your hat, Mr. Fairchild. Here's a flashy tune. How'd you like that? Oh. Hey, we got the job, Mary.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Hello, Mr. Fert. Yes? You're gonna what? Oh. You're gonna send a bus over to pick up all the people and a truck for the instruments.
Oh, I knew something like this would happen.
And you want the whole troupe on your television show tomorrow night.
You hung up on him, huh?
What else could I do?
Well, don't worry, Les. Everything will be all right.
Where's the paper, Mary? I want to look at that ad again about the waiter. That didn't sound so bad after all.
Will you come on into the kitchen, baby? I'll teach you how to handle more than one dish at a time.
You've been listening to The Les Paul Show, a transcribed illusion made up of one part Les Paul on the guitar and one part Mary Ford on the vocals. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.